This is Mornings with Kale in Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, you gotta mix it up every once in a while, right? You never want to be too predictable. 808 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310 KFKA.com, Northern Colorado's Voice. Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. And along those lines, welcome on in to Kevin Carr, Fat Guys at the Movies, fatguysatthemovies.com. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Gail?
Well, it's a little bit chilly burr around these parts this morning.
Burr.
Definitely is. But with Valentine's Day just right around the corner, that certainly warms our hearts, right?
Yes, have your mane squeezed to warm you up. Share body heat, all that good stuff.
Definitely a three-dog night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So loved your email because Kevin is so great about giving me a heads up about what the new movies are in the theaters and on various platforms. And love how you prefaced your email. There's a ton of movies to talk about this morning. So we're going to pick and choose a bit, right?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We talk about whatever you want to. It's your show.
I love that about you. Not that, you know, I'm a control freak or anything like that, but let's take a look at Land and Judas.
Yeah, Land is in theaters exclusively.
I see what we're doing. I got you. Land.
Oh. Land, yes. Yeah. Land is a different movie than Judas. The other one is Judas and the Black Messiah.
Yeah, because it's Land and Judas and the Black Messiah. Shows you how up to speed I am. So
misplaced conjunctions there, you know.
Don't you hate those articles? Anyway.
So, Land, it stars and is directed by Robin Wright. It's her,
as we crash back to Earth. Okay.
Back to it's her feature film directorial debut. And she plays a woman who's had a personal tragedy and then goes and tries to get her life sorted out. And she just retreats from society and goes off and lives into somewhere in the wilderness and doesn't do very well at the beginning, but gets some help from other people who live, like, in the mountain areas as well. We've seen these movies before where they're really sort of like a spotlight on acting. They're trying to win awards. Mm-hmm. And they're fine for what they are. This one is... it's a little bit heavy because, you know, you got her acting the whole time through, and boy, does she act. I mean, she does a good job, but, you know, at a certain point, I wanted a little more story to it. Mm. But, you know, it's an effectively done film. It's just trying to win her an acting award.
I don't know. Just in your description of it, it kind of sounds like what most of us have experienced over the past year.
There's a certain degree of isolation in this movie, sure. I definitely can see that happening.
Yeah, definitely. All right, on to Judas and the Black Messiah.
Yes, now this is in theaters, but it's also playing on HBO Max because it's a Warner Brothers movie, and it tells the story of the FBI's investigation and surveillance of the Black Panthers, and in particular, their leader, Fred Hampton. And it shows the adversarial relationship and the aggressive nature between both organizations, and it's sort of like a look in the past of how, you know, a more aggressive civil rights movement and how it dealt with when they were building the Rainbow Coalition it gives you the story. It just sort of lays it out for you. Of course, if you know how it ends, but it,
right.
It deals with the narrative has changed over the years from the official accounts and some legal stuff. So it's an interesting look into this. It's very well acted. The narration, the sort of like the through line, it's a little clunky. It has some pacing issues, and I think that's more they're sort of laying out the events that lead up to things that happen. But it's certainly. It's a relevant film, and it's worth seeing. I think it's pushing it for awards, so we'll see if that picks up any traction on this.
How long is the film?
Off the top of my head, about 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe a little bit less, maybe 1 hour 50 or something like that, or maybe like 2 hours and 4 minutes, but it doesn't seem overtly long. You know, sometimes these award films,
see, that's where I was
drag
going.
On for 3 hours.
Right. Yeah. And what is that old saying? The mind can only take in what the butt can withstand.
That's true, yes. We are slaves to our butts. That's absolutely true.
Yes, this is true. All right. Now, lightening it up a little bit.
Yes.
I've seen the trailer for this, and I don't know, maybe it's just my frame of mind these days, you know, as a result of everything that we've all been through throughout 2020, but I think this looks kind of funny. Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar.
Yes. This stars Kristen Wiig, and I think it's Annie Mamolo, who helped co-write Bridesmaids. And the two of them play these Midwestern middle-aged women who aren't married, but they're friends. And they're weird and quirky, as you'd expect, something that Kristen Wiig was behind. Mm-hmm. And they decide to go on vacation in Florida. And then somehow get tied up in this sort of this James Bond-type villain trying to destroy the city. And they're sort of tied up along with it, and Jamie Dornan plays one of the spies that falls in love with them, and this is a bizarre, quirky, strange movie, and I thought it was a hoot. But it's not going to be for everybody. I look at it this way. It's kind of like those Saturday Night Live sketches that half the people are busting a gut watching it, and the other half are left scratching their heads.
Yeah, they're like, I don't get this. This isn't funny at all. But there's a sight gag in there involving an older gentleman in a Speedo, and that's always funny. I don't care.
He shows up a lot more than he really should. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, some things just can't be unseen, right?
Just like a real guy in a Speedo at a resort shows up in that Speedo way more times than he should.
Yeah. And I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I've always wondered at said resorts why it is. The guys that, could actually pull off wearing a Speedo, they're not. They're wearing trunks. And then you got the other guys that, you
I'm waiting to go get my Speedo for vacation this year. Let's put it that way.
But that's just me. All right. We digress. Yeah. The Map of Tiny Perfect Things. This is on Prime.
This is on Prime. This is your Valentine's Day pick. It uses a time loop, which we've seen time loops in like Groundhog Day and Palm Springs last year when that was
2020.
Came out. Every month was the same. So this one, it's about a teenage boy who's finds himself in a time loop in this town, and he's reliving the day over and over and over again, and then he runs into a girl who's also living the day over and over again, and they're both aware of it. And
are
it,
they
it
living
uses
the same day in the same way over and over again?
Well, initially, no, because then they cross paths, and it turns into a little bit of a romance. It's sweet. It's not, it's PG-level romance. It's a high school sweet little romance. It's nothing, it's not overly raunchy. Like Palm Springs, if you saw Palm Springs, which is very, very funny, but that one's kind of a raunchy adult comedy. This one's more for sort of like teenagers. And, it's a cute little movie. It's worth it for Valentine's Day. They don't overuse the time loop, although that is quickly becoming an overused concept.
Mm. All right. Speaking of Valentine's Day, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you.
To you and your lovely wife.
Yes, and back at you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Okay, favorite Valentine's Day movies?
Well, I'm going to have to go here. I always have to watch My Bloody Valentine every Valentine's Day because that's the kind of person I am.
Right, there you go. Okay.
I'll leave it to my wife. She can go. See, for her, she's like, just leave me in my room alone with a glass of wine so I can watch Bridgerton. You can watch whatever crappy horror movie you want, Kevin. And that is how you spend Valentine's Day when you've been married for 25 years.
Oh, yes. But, there's comfort in the continuity and the consistency.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. No, we'll come. We'll cross paths every now and then,
As you make your respective jaunts to the kitchen to get munchies and snacks.
Exactly.
There you go. I still like When Harry Met Sally. That's one of my favorites.
When Harry Met Sally is a wonderful comedy. It's one of the best it's one of those best realistic love stories where you have people fight, but in a realistic way.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And on that note of realism, Kevin Carr, Fat Guys at the Movies, fatguysatthemovies.com. Thank you so much, because we're going to be talking Valentine's Day with an etiquette expert.
And
it's kind of timely, given the fact that, well, things might look a little bit different in a time of COVID-19 when it comes to celebrating Valentine's Day. But thanks for being available earlier than normal this morning.
Absolutely.
Certainly do appreciate it. Kevin Carr, Fat Guys at the Movies, fatguysatthemovies.com. Of course, you can hear his weekly radio program right here on 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com, on Saturday from noon to 1. 818 now, 1310 KFKA.
The Power Trip, weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA. Today's headlines, podcasts of Mornings with Gail, and more, and a schedule of upcoming sports broadcasts. Find them at 1310kfka.com.
Of us taking a pass on Valentine's Day to save money. Nearly 4 in 10, according to a recent study, will actually skip Valentine's Day to save a few bucks. And many of us planning on spending more on our pets than we are our significant others. But still, even during a time of COVID-19 and all of the restrictions and, all of the ways it has turned our lives upside down, topsy-turvy and inside out, you still need to take some time for your Valentine. But how do you do that? 838. Now, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com. Joined this morning by etiquette expert Sharon Schweitzer. Sharon, welcome to the show. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Gail. Happy Valentine's Day to you and all your listeners.
Well, thank you. I certainly do appreciate that. Who knew the Grinch was going to take over Valentine's Day as well? I thought the Grinch was pretty well relegated to Christmas. But it's amazing when you look at the studies where people are just kind of scaling back on their purchases and expenditures for Valentine's Day this year. But I tend to look at the glass half full and look at it from the sunny side of the street, a positive perspective, because it seems as though we're more focusing on relationship rather than bling.
That's right. And our social and cultural norms tell us that most women, 51%, and men, 68%, would be disappointed if they did not celebrate Valentine's Day with their partner. But that does not mean it has to be expensive. That does not mean it has to be something focused on buying a lot of things. There are ways to do that that focus on the meaningfulness and the authenticity of the relationship.
So beyond flowers and chocolates and jewelry, as the case may be, how do you suggest that we celebrate Valentine's Day, particularly during a time of COVID-19, in a meaningful way?
Well, for couples who are in a long-term relationship or married, there are a couple ways you can kind of wow your partner. Number one, I recommend people who are married pull out that photos from the wedding, and whether it's virtual, whether it's on a videotape, whatever format, digital, pull out the hard copy album, have it ready, and relive the humorous moments. Go back and look at the things. Everyone has bloopers and faux pas and things that happen that are really funny, and kind of relive those and enjoy that with a mocktail or a sparkling beverage or whatever it is that you want to enjoy, because we just don't pull those things out and look at them often enough.
And it's incredible, because while those faux pas and the things that went wrong during the ceremony itself, and, maybe aunts and uncles acting in a way that, it was a little bit less than what you might have expected, as time passes, those become the fabric of your life.
They really do. And relationships weave the fabric of our life. And, you know, you look and you see, oh, my gosh, I remember, you know, this happened, and, oh, they came from out of town. And it's just so much fun to do those things. For folks who maybe are newly dating or maybe they haven't been dating that long, maybe they have gone on a trip recently prior to what's currently happening, and they can pull out maybe some digital photos, maybe upload it into something like Vidéo or one of these online platforms, set it to music, and maybe go through and relive that last trip and talk about, you know, what are some potential future plans, or just relive the trip and a lot of the really fun times that they just had. And these are things that, you know, get you to relive some fun moments, really focus on the relationship, and you're not spending a lot of money. You're just really being authentic and genuine to the two of you and what you've just, you know, enjoyed together.
842 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com, joined by etiquette and culture expert Sharon Schweitzer. Let's talk a little bit about Galentine's Day. I remember the first time I came across that, and I'm like, wait, what? But I love the sentiment associated with Galentine's Day. What is it, and how do we celebrate it?
You know, Galentine's Day is something that started in 2010, and it started on parks and recreation. Mm-hmm. And women worldwide celebrate this Gal Pal Day on February 13th. It's the day before Valentine's Day. And it's like Friendsgiving. It's the new holiday before the holiday that celebrates friendship. And sorry, guys, this one's for the ladies. And Gail, there's really no right or wrong way to celebrate it. Although the current situation creates some new challenges, that's not going to stop the ladies. So there's a lot of ways that ladies celebrate it. They can host a virtual party or a virtual cocktail hour. They can do their own signature mocktails, like some quarantini recipes from different platforms. They can even watch a movie together separately by hosting one of those Netflix parties that's a synchronized video playback. And they add a little group chat. So those are always fun. If one of the ladies is engaged to be married or has been proposed to, they can do a craft project together. You know, something like painted rocks, stamping on tea towels. The possibilities are just endless on Pinterest.
You gotta love it, because I think one thing that we all need to focus on, especially this year, is that sense of humor and finding humor, well, in the midst of such a troubling time of COVID-19. Now, speaking of COVID-19, how do we celebrate Valentine's Day from a distance but still achieve that closeness?
Well, you know, if you want to do it as a couple at home, there's a couple different things you can consider. You know, you can always do your romantic comedy movie marathon. That's always fun. And then you can pre-plan by having a yummy dessert at home, play some music under the stars. Lots of folks are going to order from their favorite restaurant or cook a romantic meal together and try a new genre that you haven't tried before that you want to try. Maybe you want to do some Chinese or Korean or Japanese or Italian, maybe some German food, and set the tone with some music, break out that china or borrow some. Don't forget, dig out your candles. You know, you can do some things, a lot with things you already have. The other thing you can do is if you're a family and you're celebrating with the whole family, do a Valentine's Day scavenger hunt. Hide some heart-shaped things in the house, have some little prizes, and, of course, everyone's family, everyone is a winner, so all the kiddos are going to win.
You got to
have everyone win. You can also do a game night. Now, unless your family's super competitive, you could pull out Pictionary, charades, pull out a lot of those things that maybe you haven't used in a while. You could do a card night, and a lot of kiddos love karaoke evening. They love to do that, and you could have, you know, their favorite candy as prizes, which you can pick up at the pharmacy for, you know, something that's not going to break the bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Particularly now, as so many have suffered as a result financially of being laid off or losing their jobs throughout COVID-19. But I love your suggestion about truly making Valentine's Day a family affair. But that said, came across a survey and I wanted to run this by you. Speaking of how much family time that we have had as a result of, the quarantines and the lockdowns, that many of us, while we appreciate that family time, I know my dog does, but for moms, it's been a very stressful time. They've had to become not only moms and everything that entails, but they've also, as a result of remote learning modalities, they've had to become teachers. They find themselves with kids and pets and husbands underfoot. And I came across this survey that said the best Valentine's gift they could hope for is just a little bit of me time, some peace and quiet.
Well, that is not surprising. So maybe the husband could say, you know, for Valentine's, we're going to let you take a nice long nap. We don't want you to clean the house. We don't want you to bake, cook, nothing. The kids and I are going to go out. We're going to go to a park. We're going to go hiking. We're going to go do something outside in a safe zone, and we're just going to let you have some little you time and let mom go do something that is she finds relaxing, whether that's taking a long nap or, you know, giving herself a manicure pedicure or something that she really wants to do to pamper herself.
Just a little bit of me time, and it'll go a long way. Sharon Schweitzer is an etiquette and culture expert. Where can we find out more about you and your work?
Well, either on Instagram or Twitter or my website, and it's at Sharon Schweitzer, and Schweitzer is spelled like Albert Schweitzer, S-C-H-W-E-I-T-Z-E-R.
Sharon, thanks so much for your time and your perspectives this morning as we approach Valentine's Day, and a very, very happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you, Gail. The same to you and all of your listeners.
Take good care. 848 now, 1310 KFKA.
What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Rep Soups is back. Now you can watch and listen. Go to 1310KFKA.com for details. Preps Radio is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, definitely going to be a three-dog night, perhaps a three-dog weekend. And no, you don't want to sacrifice your love over Valentine's Day. Certainly with the cold conditions that we are seeing. I mean, Northern Colorado, for the most part, I think Longmont this morning is at 1. But for the most part, we're in negative territory when it comes to temperatures. How long is this deep freeze going to last? 8:53 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com, Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail, via the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joined this morning by Channel 2 Pinpoint Weather Meteorologist, Atmospheric Scientist, and Weatherman Extraordinaire, Matt Makins.
Matt? Good morning. Good morning. This no, that Matt fault. Is not available, so I'm filling in for him.
Yeah. There you go. So what's the deal? We are in the polar vortex. It's absolutely frigid out.
Sure is. But if you were in the Dakotas or southern Canada, we'd be 20, 30, 35, 40 below zero. So it's balmy. We're on it's the balmy side of this cold air.
It's funny you said that because I said Longmont had a balmy 1 degree this morning. Yeah.
Well, there's a warm spot right there. The banana belt there in Longmont.
Yes, you are absolutely correct, sir. So what does the weekend ahead look like for us?
We'll get even colder.
Great.
Kind of another surge of energy that will come through, and it's going to push in more cold air for us. So today and tomorrow, fairly similar. Obviously cold. We'll have single digit to lower teen highs, and overnights will be below zero. But Sunday's going to be the coldest, and we may not see some locations even get out of the below zero categories. Highs will be around zero. And again, that's Sunday. Then the good side of Sunday is that it will actually provide the higher chance for some snowfall that may accumulate. And it's so cold, I mean, we're not going to expect a lot of moisture, but even a tenth to a quarter of an inch of snow or of a water that turns into snow in this cold, that's a lot of snow, and that's pretty valuable moisture, too.
Going to see a lot of snow in the mountains more so than where we are, right?
Oh, for sure. The northern mountains, especially the northern Park Range, sections of the northern or the central Laramie Range, the northern one for us, but some of those mountain ranges there will pick up a lot of snowfall. Like a location that would be preferred, Steamboat Springs, is just, they've had a great winter week, a lot of snow, and more of it continues. So the mountains do get some heavier snow, and keep in mind, the mountains are 30 to 40 degrees. So it's warm up there and it's snowy. So anybody who doesn't like the cold, it's a short drive to escape it and you can catch some snow.
You know, it's interesting too, when you look at the impact over the past few days of being kind of stuck in that temperature inversion, and your colleague, Mr. Tomer, talking about the fact that it's dirty air. It does feel kind of dirty.
It does. I think we use that, because there's so much in the air right now, both natural and then pollution and things. We just yeah. It's easier to just call it dirty rather than ramble down the list of everything that's in it. and it's also kind of dirty, in my opinion, that it doesn't want to leave. It's, you know, it cold air moves in. It loves low elevations because it's super heavy. It doesn't want to exert any energy to try to climb out. And we all kind of live in this valley, this bowl here in the rivers. And once the cold air arrives, it is super stubborn to get out of here. So it's a dirty air mass, we'll call it.
There you go. Yeah. And it's just hanging around like a dirty, wet blanket. Anyway, all the more reason to cuddle up on Valentine's Day. And Matt Mickens, Channel 2 Pinpoint Weather, meteorologist, atmospheric scientist, and his new title, Weatherman Extraordinaire. I hope you have a great Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You as well.
8:57 now, 1310 KFKA.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. If you miss any portion of Mornings with Gail, go to 1310kfka.com to download the podcast today. Back to Gail.
Hey, this is pretty cool. Keep it right here on 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com every day. But, yeah, definitely want to tune in this Sunday for Senior Circle at 8 a.m. as Senior Circle host John Clark will review a movie that is considered to be a highly significant, historic, epic, wait for it, American Graffiti. Says John, if you were a teenager in 1962, you can relate to the historic accuracy of this cinematic masterpiece. To say it most succinctly, says Mr. Clark, George Lucas nailed it, and all of this stuff really happened. So be sure to tune in to Senior Circle, heard each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 on 1310 KFKA. And keep it right here. Tanner Schwint bringing you NoCo Now at 9. Stay warm.